Ever scrolled through those real estate listings online and thought, man, what if that was mine? Just like generating passive income every single month.
Right.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone. I mean, building a real estate portfolio is a super popular path towards financial freedom. And judging by the stuff you sent over, that Real Estate Riches podcast episode, you're ready to like seriously explore this.
Absolutely.
So consider this your deep dive cheat sheet,
yeah.
right? Where we break down like the essentials of what you need to know to get started.
That's exactly what we're here for. Cut through all that noise and understand like the core concept.
Music to my ears. Now, before we jump into all the nitty-gritty details, let's define what we actually mean by a real estate portfolio.
Okay.
Essentially, it's just a collection of properties you own. It could be anything, really. A single rental home, bunch of apartments, commercial spaces, even like vacation rentals.
Right.
The Real Estate Riches episode really emphasizes the why, you know, why build a portfolio?
Yeah.
It's about building that long-term wealth,
yeah.
generating that passive income, and potentially watching your assets appreciate over time.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating about real estate is that it offers these like unique advantages that other investments don't. I mean, we hear a lot about appreciation and rental income and stuff, but there are all these like less obvious benefits too.
Oh, okay.
Like take leverage, for example.
Okay.
Essentially, using borrowed money, often through a mortgage, to amplify your returns.
So instead of needing like hundreds of thousands in cash up front, you might be able to start with a smaller down payment and still get the rewards of owning that whole property.
Exactly. Now, of course, there are always risks involved, right?
Right.
You have to be mindful of those. But leverage is a powerful tool when you use it strategically.
Right.
And Real Estate Riches also touches on potential tax advantages for real estate investors.
Oh, interesting.
Things like deductions for mortgage interest, depreciation, and more. Of course, always crucial to consult with a tax professional for like personalized advice.
Of course, yeah.
But those benefits are definitely worth exploring.
Yeah, tax benefits are definitely a plus.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that the episode really emphasizes starting small. You don't need to become like a real estate mogul right off the bat.
All right.
They suggest beginning with a single family home or maybe a small multifamily unit to minimize your risk, especially while you're still learning the ropes. What are your thoughts on that approach?
Yeah, I mean, starting small is generally excellent advice, especially when you're new to real estate investing. You know, it lets you dip your toes in, make those inevitable first-time mistakes, hopefully on a smaller scale.
Right.
And really understand the ins and outs before you go expanding too quickly.
Yeah.
That said, you know, choosing the right first property, that's crucial.
Okay.
The podcast stresses aligning your choices with both your budget and your overall investment goals.
Okay. I love that point about aligning with goals. It's so easy to get like swept up in the excitement of a potential deal.
Oh, yeah.
But totally forgetting to ask yourself, hold on, does this actually fit into my long-term plan?
Absolutely. It's about strategic decision making at every step. Now, imagine you're at the very beginning of your real estate journey. Okay. You're thinking about that first investment property. What kind of property comes to mind for you and why?
It's interesting you bring that up because I was just about to say the Real Estate Riches episode goes on to talk about how important education is.
Right.
They're really big on absorbing knowledge from anywhere you can. Books, podcasts, they even mentioned like local real estate meetups.
Yeah.
Which makes a ton of sense, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't want to go into this thing totally blind.
Totally agree. Think of it like this. Every successful real estate investor you talk to has probably made their share of mistakes when they were starting out.
Oh, for sure.
The key is to learn from those people, you know, the ones who've gone before you, so you can hopefully avoid making those same costly errors yourself.
So true. The podcast also mentions joining those online forums. Or even connecting with local investor groups. It's kind of building like a support system almost.
Mm-hmm.
People who understand the unique like challenges of real estate.
Mm.
Have you found those types of communities valuable in your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, networking with other investors is huge. It can give you such valuable insights and it could even lead to potential deals down the road.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of common mistakes, one that often trips up new investors is really understanding all the nuances of those financing options.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Real Estate Riches mentions a few, like cash out refinancing, hard money loans, and partnerships. But it's a lot to wrap your head around, you know?
It really is. It's like walking into a financial library and having no idea which book to pick up first.
Exactly.
Can you kind of shed some light on those financing options in a way that makes sense even for someone who's just starting out?
Sure. Let's start with cash out refinancing. Imagine you've built up some equity in your primary residence, the home you live in now. This strategy basically lets you refinance your existing mortgage for a larger amount, and then you take out the difference in cash. And then you can use that cash as a down payment on an investment property.
So it's like using your home's value to fuel your real estate investing.
Precisely. Now, then we have hard money loans. These are short-term loans, usually from private lenders. They're often used for like really quick purchases or renovations, times when traditional financing might not be possible. But it's important to remember that these types of loans usually come with higher interest rates.
Makes sense. Higher risk, higher reward.
Right, exactly. And finally, we have partnerships. Basically, this just means pooling your resources with one or more people to invest in a property together. This can be a really great way to share the financial burden and leverage everyone's unique expertise.
It's like assembling like a real estate dream team.
Exactly. But partnerships do require, careful consideration and super clear communication from the start. You need to make sure everyone is on the same page about the goals, the responsibilities, and of course, how profits will be shared.
For sure. Now, once you've gone through all that and figured out your financing and secured your first few properties, the Real Estate Riches episode talks about expanding and diversifying your portfolio. It's about strategically growing your real estate presence, right?
Precisely. And that's where diversification comes in. It's all about spreading out your risk and potentially maximizing your returns. You do that by investing in different types of properties.
Okay, that makes sense.
Think of it like building a well-balanced plate of food. You don't want to just eat one thing.
Right. Instead of putting all your eggs in one basket, you're strategically putting them in different baskets across the real estate market.
That's a classic analogy for a reason. The episode specifically mentions three property types: residential, commercial, and vacation rentals. Each one has its own characteristics and its own potential.
Can you break those down for us a little? Like, what are the benefits and drawbacks of each of those property types?
Sure. So, residential properties like single-family homes or those apartment buildings we talked about, they're often considered the most stable and usually give you that steady stream of rental income. They tend to be less volatile than commercial properties, especially, if the economy isn't doing so great.
So maybe a good starting point for most investors then.
Absolutely. Now, commercial properties, things like office buildings or retail spaces, those can offer much higher returns, but they often come with higher upfront costs too.
Ah, I see.
And they might require more specialized knowledge to manage them well. You'd really need to think about things like location, those lease agreements, and just the overall economic climate in that area, especially as it relates to businesses.
It sounds like commercial properties are more for someone who's got a bit more experience, ready to, level up their real estate game a little bit.
That's a great way to put it. And lastly, you have your vacation rentals. Things like beachfront condos or those cozy cabins up in the mountains.
Ah, vacation rentals. Well, those always sound so idyllic, but I bet managing them comes with its own set of challenges.
Oh, you're not wrong. They can be incredibly lucrative, especially those in those high-demand tourist areas. But they often need more hands-on management, dealing with those short-term renters, constant turnover and cleaning, and potentially those seasonal changes in income.
Okay, so we've talked about strategically picking your first property, educating yourself, finding your real estate community, navigating all those financing options, and then diversifying with different types of properties. What else is on the real estate deep dive checklist? And now comes the part of real estate investing that I imagine could either be super smooth or a total nightmare: property management.
Yeah, it's definitely something you got to think about carefully. In the Real Estate Riches episode, they don't shy away from it. They really highlight those two main approaches. Either you self-manage your properties or you hire a property management company to handle it all.
Okay, so it's like that classic DIY versus calling in the pros kind of dilemma.
Exactly.
What are some things people should be thinking about when they're
Well,
trying to decide if they want to be a hands-on landlord or,
yeah.
hand over the reins to someone else?
Well, I think it comes down to like your personality, how much time you actually have and how much risk you're comfortable with. Self-managing, it gives you a lot more control over your properties and you could potentially save money on those management fees.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's definitely a major time commitment. You're the one dealing with all those tenant questions, those maintenance requests, even those late night emergency calls.
Yeah. Sounds like you got to be like on call 24/7.
Pretty much. And it requires like a specific skill set too. You need to be organized, a good communicator,
Right.
maybe even a little bit handy.
Yeah, got to be able to fix a leaky faucet or two, I imagine.
Exactly. Now, hiring a property management company, on the other hand, well, that can really free up your time and take away a lot of that day-to-day stress.
That's definitely appealing.
Yeah, but of course, it comes at a price. Usually, it's a percentage of your rental income that you're paying them.
Right.
And, you're essentially trusting someone else to look after your investment. So finding a property management company that's reputable, that's trustworthy, that is super important.
Yeah, I bet that can be tricky. So it's not really a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, is it? It's about weighing those pros and cons and figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. But even if you do decide to go with a property manager, the Real Estate Riches episode, they make a really good point that building a successful real estate portfolio, it's not passive. You don't just like set it and forget it.
Right.
You got to be actively monitoring your investments.
Okay.
And you got to be ready to adjust your strategies if you need to.
That makes sense. It's like things change all the time, right? You got to be able to adapt. So what does that actually look like? This whole monitoring and adjusting thing in real estate.
Well, it means like regularly looking at your financials. Make sure that your rental income is covering all your expenses. See if your properties are actually increasing in value like you thought they would. And staying up to date on anything happening in the market that could impact your investments. And, you also want to be looking for opportunities to optimize your portfolio too.
Oh, optimization.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. What are some examples of how someone would go about optimizing their real estate portfolio?
Sure. So you might refinance a property to get a lower interest rate. Or you could renovate a unit to bump up how much rent you can charge. Or you could even sell a property that's, not really doing it for you anymore.
Right. And take those profits and reinvest them into something with maybe more potential.
So it's all about like constantly checking in on your properties, making smart moves,
Yeah.
and not being afraid to, switch gears if you need to.
Exactly. Building a real estate portfolio. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
There are going to be some bumps in the road, unexpected challenges. There will be times when you got to like seriously reevaluate and adjust your course.
Well, it's good to hear that even like the most experienced investors, they expect a few hiccups along the way. Real Estate Riches has given us a lot to think about. We talked about starting small, figuring out those financing options, diversifying, actively managing, or maybe, delegating that management of our properties. It's been a crash course in building a real estate empire.
It has. And remember, knowledge is power when it comes to real estate. Never stop learning, talk to other investors, stay informed. All of that will be so valuable as you build your portfolio.
We've definitely covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. It's like we've mapped out all the major milestones on that real estate journey.
We have. And as you're heading off on this adventure, the most important thing to ask yourself is, what does success really mean to you as a real estate investor? Is it financial freedom, leaving a legacy for your family, or is it something completely different?
Ooh, that's a good question. And it's one I hope all of our listeners will spend some time really thinking
Me
about,
too.
because figuring out what success means to you that's going to guide your decisions and fuel that motivation as you, make your way through this wild world of real estate. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Until next time, happy investing, everybody.